The spring semester is coming to a close, and while students are cleaning out their dorm rooms, the SDSU Department of Campus Involvement and the Delta Zeta Sorority are reminding students, starting Monday and ending May 9th, that instead of ditching the unwanted items, donate them to people in need.
The Donate, Don't Ditch event started a few years ago, and it's kind of an annual event that partners with the Department of Residence Life, the Delta Zeta Sorority, the Department of Campus Involvement, and then partners in the community. So this year we're partnering with Salvation Army and the Habitat for Humanity Restore. The purpose of it is just to have students donate their unwanted items when they move out of the residence halls, or if they have some at home and they live off campus, to donate that to the community.
Ashley Anderson, graduate assistant at the Department of Campus Involvement, explains the publicity that went into this three-week event and where all the boxes can be found.
There's lots of posters and signage in the union and around campus, and we have large boxes that will be in the lobbies and the entrances of each of the residence halls. So students that live in the residence halls or staff that work in the residence halls are able to put all their donated items in there. And then there is also going to be a large box in front of the Department of Campus Involvement in Atwood. So if faculty or staff from around campus wants to come there, they can donate it there as well.
Amanda Bray, member of the Delta Zeta Sorority, describes how her and her fellow sorority sisters get involved with this event and what popular items are best to donate.
As Delta Zeta, we have people signed up for different shifts, and we get a call when the boxes fill up in each of the residence halls, and we will go pick them up and bring them to the Newman Center, where we sort them out, and then they are taken away to be donated. We just had like a sign-up sheet, and we have about 30-something members, so it's just given to them. We have a requested amount of hours that girls will put in, and it's just to work around their availability with class and work schedules. I think the biggest ones are probably just like the non-perishable food items as well as clothing, because that is easily given to people who need it.
Even though the large items have been a struggle to collect in the past, Anderson still reminds people that they still can be donated instead of thrown away.
In the past, that we've had a certain day that we have collecting those large items, so like couches and things, but we haven't had a great turnout for that. So we're just encouraging students to still donate those items instead of ditching them in the dumpster, so that they can go to the Habitat for Humanity Restore in St. Cloud and donate it there, or to the Salvation Army in the community as well, instead of ditching those items.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.